the lip tall greens where dreams rise above balls deep. Swingers, they're taking the scene with big sticks, and bogey boys living the dream. Lip pods, the sound where the stories are told. Eureka's and two ballers going for gold. Regular flex and shanks, it's quite the hook. Grab a seat, tune in, let's take a closer look.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Okay, imagine this. The smell of fresh cut grass, that distant thwack of a golf ball, and just that quiet buzz from the gallery. We're right here, metaphorically speaking, on the first tee at Red Libbets, ready to relive every moment, every swing, every, you know, dramatic twist from the Lib Tour's June medal.
Yeah, this wasn't just reading off a scorecard, was it?
No, not at all. This is the story of the round, how fortunes shifted right from the get-go all the way to that final putt.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's unpack this because, well, if you love the thrill of competition, the sheer unpredictability of golf, you're really in for a treat today.
It's fascinating, isn't it, how the story unfolds? It's not just the final numbers, but like the journey of every shot, every little decision under pressure.
Exactly.
We're going to see how quickly things change hole by hole. You really get into the tactics, the emotions, the real guts of the game.
Totally. And what a start. I mean, after just two holes, we already had players making a statement. Chris O'Donoghue, COD as we know him, and Lee Merriweather, Bullseye, both just stormed out 2 under par right away.
Yeah, strong start. And COD grabbing that birdie on two.
Instantly setting a pace.
And hole two, that's a key one, right? Par five, long, 556 yards, stroke index six. That's a definite scoring opportunity if you go for it.
It is.
So COD's birdie there, it wasn't just luck. It was, you know, intent.
Yeah.
And then just one shot back, already a tight pack forming.
Yeah, a whole bunch at minus one.
Darren Reed, Smithy, Danny is the club champ. Remember Dish, Tom Whitelaw. All right there.
A strong field, definitely showing up early. But while they were flying, others were, let's say, getting familiar with the scenery. Ben Pettit.
Yeah.
Dear. A highly amusing, maybe not for him, 9 on the first hole.
Ouch, a 9 on one. That's memorable.
It sets a tone, doesn't it? And he wasn't the only one finding trouble. We saw a rash of double and triple bogeys early.
Yeah. Who got caught out?
40, Linus Bumbleys, Paul Salvage, Deepa, Gareth Coulter, Anthony Lisak, Chris Stevens, Malk Dami, even Chef Tony Delaney. Quite a few.
Wow. That's interesting because hole one, it's a par 4, stroke index 12. Like on paper, it shouldn't be that brutal.
Right.
But it's that first tee shot pressure, isn't it? It's all mental. Clearly caught a few guys out right at the start. Sets the tone, for better or, well, worse.
And speaking of setting tones, the team comp after two holes, the swingers were just electric. 7 under par already.
Minus seven.
Yeah.
After two. Incredible start.
Insane. Balls deep were next at minus five, then Eureka's at minus four. So some teams really clicked early.
Definitely showing that team strategy playing out.
Okay, so now let's fast forward just a bit to the 6-hole mark, because here's where it really starts getting juicy.
Okay, the plot thickens.
First big shakeup, Darren Reed and the club champ Danny Innes, they surge into a tie for the lead, both at minus two now, each climb 2 spots.
Right, so real momentum shifts happening. And look at Chris Stevens, he jumped, what, 13 spots?
Yeah.
Incredible climb up to 1 under, shows you can find your rhythm quick.
Absolutely. Jamie Bartlett, too, up 5 spots, helped by a birdie on hole three.
Yep, key birdie there. But on the flip side, COD and Smithy, who started strong, they drop back a bit. Shows how fast things change.
It really does. And the struggles continued for some. Spare a thought for Tom Whitelaw.
Oh, no.
Let's call it a creptacular 9 on hole three.
Oof, on three as well.
Yeah, and Lee Merriweather, Bullseye, he dropped quite significantly, too.
Well, hole three, that makes sense. It's a beast. Part four, 472 yards, stroke index two. One of the toughest on the course. A 9 there hurts, but yeah, it can happen. Demands precision.
Definitely. So after 6, the team standing shifted too. Eureka's took the lead, minus 5.
Ah, so they jumped ahead.
Yep. Shanks and Big Hook and the swingers, they were tied for 2nd now at minus 4. It's tightening up.
Getting interesting on the team front too.
Right. So we get to the turn. After 9 holes, Darren Reed, he's now pulled clear, outright leader at minus 3.
Okay, making his move.
That was thanks to a big birdie on hole 7, put him in control heading to the back.
And hole 7, par 4, index 8. Strategically important right before the turn. Good spot to gain some ground. Who was chasing?
Jamie Bartlett and Dish, David Washer, both tied at 2-under, holding strong, keeping the pressure on.
Okay, so still within striking distance.
The turn wasn't kind to everyone. Both Codd and Danny Innes, the club champ, they both took double bogeys on hole 8, dropped them back to +1.
Wow, big swing there. Hole 8 tripping them up.
And Suki Saran. Oh, the birthday boy. A train wreck 9 on hole 7 on his birthday.
Oh, no. You got to feel for him. Golf can be so cruel sometimes, especially on a day you're meant to be celebrating.
Tell me about it.
That's a real test mentally. How do you recover from that? Does it define your day, or can you, reset? It takes real strength.
For sure. So, wrapping up the front 9 teams, Eureka's still leading at -5. Shanks and Big Hook right there at -4.
Still close.
And regular flex and two ballers, they were showing improvement, setting things up nicely for the back 9 drama.
Which I suspect did not disappoint.
Oh, it delivered. Kicking off the back 9 after 11 holes, Darren Reed, he extends his lead, gets to 5-under, birdie on 10.
5-under. He's looking dominant.
Almost untouchable at this point.
And hole 10, that's the easiest hole, right? Yeah. Par 4, index 9, smart play. Yeah. Capitalize there, build a cushion before the cover holes. Good course management.
Definitely. But what's really interesting, Codd, he jumps 5 spots back up, gets to -2, also birdied hole 10.
Ah, so he's fighting back.
Yeah.
Right back in contention. Good stuff. And Smithy's still there too.
Smithy holding strong at -2 as well, keeping his name in the hat.
Okay, game on again.
But then, the contrast. Easiest hole, hole 10, followed by the hardest hole, hole 11.
Ah, yes, stroke index 1, the beast.
And a bit hard. Jamie Bartlett took a triple bogey there. Just brutal.
See, that's where rounds can swing wildly. Those pivotal holes, one easy, one incredibly tough, back to back, make or break time, test your composure.
It really does. And the teams felt it too. After 11, Eureka's and Shanks and Big Hook were tied, 6-under par.
Neck and neck.
And the swingers just one shot back at -5. It was setting up for an absolutely thrilling finish.
Fantastic. Love that close competition.
Okay, moving deeper into the back. After 14 holes, this felt like moving day territory.
Right, crunch time.
Darren Reed still leads at -5, holding steady, but Codd. Chris O'Donoghue, he's closed the gap. Just one shot behind now at -4.
Wow. It's a 2-horse race.
Yeah.
Just one shot in it with 4 to play. Intense.
Super intense. And we saw others making moves too. Jethro, Tom Jeffrey climbed 6 spots with a birdie on 14.
Nice late surge from Jethro.
And Gareth Coulter, an 8-spot leap. He birdied 12 and 13, making a real charge.
Good for him. Showing some firepower.
Right.
Like, you know what's coming next, right?
Oh, yes. For every surge, there's often, the other side of the ball, some dramatic collapses.
Let's hear it. Part of the theater, as you say.
Jamie Bartlett. Man, a brutal stretch. Quadruple bogey on 13, then a double bogey on 14. Just unraveled.
Oh, that's tough. 13 and 14. Back-to-back pain.
Yeah. And Deepa, Randeep Gill, struggled too. Dish also hit a rough patch. Triple bogey on 14 for him.
Mm. Hole 14, par 4, stroke index 3. Another tough one. This raises that question again, doesn't it? How do these late-round stumbles affect you? Not just today, but going forward. Mental resilience is just key.
Absolutely critical. And the team leaderboard reflected it. Shanks and Big Hook grabbed a clear lead now. 7-under.
So they pulled away.
Yep. Swingers still strong in second at -6. 2 ballers moved up into third. Eureka slipped back to fourth. The pressure was definitely telling.
Right. Final few holes. Yeah. Everything on the line.
Exactly. And now the climax, the tension, you could feel it. After 17 holes.
Hold on.
Darren Reed's lead, it shrunk. He bogeyed 15 and 16. He's back to -3.
Whoa. Doors opening.
And Codd is right there, -2, just one shot difference heading to the 18th tee.
Incredible. One hole, one shot lead. This is what it's all about. The pressure must have been immense.
Unbelievable pressure. And Smithy, still holding on to third. Just solid, consistent play from him.
Good for Smithy, hanging tough.
But those closing holes, they were tough for others. Jethro, despite his earlier move, he dropped back. Few bogeys, then a triple on 17.
Ah, tough finish after that charge.
And Gareth Coulter, after those birdies, finish with what the notes here call a steaming pile of 8 on 17.
Oh, dear. Sounds descriptive.
Mm.
Golf, huh? Roller coaster is right.
It truly is.
It just shows, doesn't it? One bad swing, one bad hole, especially late, changes everything. That unpredictability is why we watch.
Absolutely. And the teams after 17, Shanks and Big Hook still lead, but the swingers were just 2 shots back.
Still game on for the team title, too. Down to the wire.
Totally down to the wire. Okay, so All 18 holes are done. The results are in. The final verdict.
Drum roll.
The champion of the June medal, Darren Reed. He finishes at 4 under par. Right. Held his nerve with a solid par on 18. Brilliant. Consistent round. Just fantastic.
Fantastic win for Darren. Held on under pressure. Well deserved.
Our runner-up, putting up such a great fight, Chris O'Donoghue, COD, finished at 3 under. Also par 18. Valiant effort. Just one shot short.
Great battle from COD. Push him all the way.
Third place, the ever-steady Ian Smith, Smithy, at 1 under. Fourth place, great finish from the club champion. Danny Innes birdied 18, get back to even par.
Strong finish from the champ.
And rounding out the top five, Anthony Lesak, captain of the two ballers, also finished even par with a par on 18. Great stuff.
Solid top five there.
And speaking of strong finishes, some great birdies on 18 too. Malk Dhami, Justin Gledhill, Carr, Dish bouncing back a bit, and Lokesh Patel, Romesh, all finished with a 3.
Nice way to end the day for them. Shows character.
It does. But contrast that with the other end of the spectrum on 18.
Ah, the horror stories.
40, Simon Ford had a quadruple bogey on 18. Charlie French, a double. Suki, the birthday boy, finished with a triple.
Oh, tough ending for Suki after the earlier treble, too.
And Henry Jackson, a spectacular 10 on 18.
A 10. Wow. If we connect that back, the 18th at Red Livets really showed its teeth, didn't it? A true test of nerve right at the end. Sorted the players out.
It really did.
Okay, let's quickly hit some of those overall stats from the day. Darren Reed, obviously the winner, but he also snagged best front nine with a superb 33.
Dominant start.
And best gross score overall with a 74. Just clinical.
Very impressive. Shows his quality.
Best back nine was actually shared. COD, our runner-up, and Steve Dixon, Dicko, both shot 32 on the back. Fantastic closing nine from both.
32? That's flying on the back nine. Great scores.
Best on the par threes. Linus Bumbleys and Kyle Dean shared that, both playing them in plus one, 13 strokes.
Good iron play there. Par threes can wreck a card.
Best on the par fives. That went to Danny Innes, the club champ, played them in 1 under, 19 strokes.
Yeah, got a score on the par fives. He did that well.
Now, this is interesting. Most birdies. Gareth Coulter. He had 3.
3 birdies, but yeah. He finished with that 8.
Exactly. Fascinating, right? Shows he's got the shots, capable of brilliance, but maybe struggles with consistency or, you know, avoiding the big numbers. One to watch, maybe.
Definitely. Risk-reward player, perhaps. And the swings. Oh, the swings. Biggest back nine improvement. Steve Dicko Dixon. A massive 12 shots better on the back nine.
12 shots. That's an incredible turnaround. Found something at the turn.
Unbelievable. But the flip side. Biggest back nine collapse. Unfortunately, David Washer, Dish. 8 shots worse on the back nine.
Ouch. Shows how tough that back nine played and how quickly it can go south.
Yeah. And we confirmed hole 10 was officially the easiest, average plus 0.46. Hole 11, the hardest, average plus 1.46. No surprises there.
Nope. The stats back up what we saw.
Okay, the moment of team glory. Full team results for the June medal. Now, for the team results, this is where it gets interesting for the season points.
Aliatis.
Shanks and Big Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Anchored by Darren Reed's 65, that's with his world handicap calculated, the WC.
Gotcha.
And Linus Bumbleys with 74. They took first place. Combined 139 strokes. That's 8 big points for them.
Nice haul. Who was second?
The swingers. Chris O'Donoghue with a 66. Also WC and Paul Salvage with 75. Total 141. They get 7 points.
Close behind. And third.
Two ballers. Anthony Elisak, 69 WC, and Tom Jeffries, 73, finished third with 142. That's 6 points for them.
Okay, so the top three teams grabbing the lion's share of the points there.
Pretty much. Eurekas were fourth, Balls Deep fifth, Big Stick sixth, Regular Flex seventh, and Bogey Boys eighth, picking up points down the order.
Right. And prizes, always important.
Of course. Darren Reed, 50 pounds for first, plus another fiver for being on the winning team.
Bonus.
Chris O'Donoghue got 30 pounds for second. Ian Smith, 20 pounds for third. Danny Innes snagged a tenner for fourth.
Nice. Anyone else cash?
Yep. Linus Bumbleys, Steve Dixon Dicko, and Lokesh Patel Romesh. They each got 5 pounds for being on the winning Shanks and Big Hook team.
Spreading the wealth a bit. Yeah, good stuff.
So connecting this to the bigger picture,
yeah.
The overall LIB standing.
Yeah, this result really shakes things up, or rather solidifies things at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Shanks and Big Hook, with that win, they now have a commanding lead. 57 points total.
Wow, pulling away.
Definitely extending their advantage. Shows their consistency. The swingers hold on to second place, solid with 45 points. Eureka is still right in the mix in third with 41.
Still close behind the swingers.
Then you've got two ballers at 40, Big Six and Balls Deep tied on 38, Bogey Boys on 33, and Regular Flex on 32. So while Shanks have a cushion, The battle for the other spots is still very much alive. Lots to play for still.
Absolutely sets the stage for the rest of the Lib Tour season.
What a ride that was. From, you know, those early birdies to the crepitacular nines and spectacular tens.
Mm.
The June medal definitely delivered drama. You saw just how fast a round can turn, how one shot affects the team, how even top players struggle or make amazing comebacks.
And it really does highlight the mental game, doesn't it? That sheer grit needed. I mean, how does someone like Henry Jackson process a 10 on the last hole and come back next time?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And how does Darren Reed take that winning feeling, that momentum, and bottle it for the next event?
It's fascinating. So much of it happens between the ears.
Yeah, one brilliant moment or one lapse and you're soaring or tumbling.
It shows that in golf, like, you know, so many things in life, really, it's just not over till it's over, until that last putt drops.
Absolutely. So what does this deep dive into one golf tournament tell you, our listeners, about that dance? That balance between going for it and playing steady in any high-stakes game.
Yeah, it's not just the swing, is it? It's managing the ups and downs. Something to mull over.
Definitely. Until next time.
Keep digging into those details. You never know what you'll find.
Welcome to Shanks Elite Tour School. You're here to learn, we give you the tools. You'll never lose that knockout match. It's in the small print, but there's a catch. Our pros will have your long game thriving. With Woody's course on power driving, Darren will get your irons on song. Loach will make you sneaky long. That's why you paid our massive fee. We teach to win, but suffer no fools. There's only one rule, break all the rules. Crush their dreams and smash every duel. That's how we roll at Elite Tour School. You have to win, that's the only goal. Who cares if it costs you your soul? Send it.